What's everybody? Welcome to episode number 60 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, and joining me, as always, is my family. Let's start all the way in Arkansas with my lovely mother, Ms. Carla.
Hi, Caleb.
How are you?
I'm good tonight. It's good to hear your voice.
Good, good, good. With you is my older brother, Noah.
Hello.
Hi, Noah. And last but not least, in my Arkansas dump studio, my younger brother, Seth.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Caleb.
Yeah?
It's a lot less dumpish now. We may have to change the name of it.
Did really? You clean?
Yeah.
Hello. That doesn't sound like Seth.
We might have to call it the Clean New Madeover Studio.
Wow. Wow.
I did move your bed, so.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The bed hasn't moved since I've moved there when I was 7.
You can still see the marks in the carpet if it makes any difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice reminder. And last but not least, here with me and my bedroom studio in Massachusetts is my lovely fiance, Kristen.
Aloha.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Ahoy, hoy.
Hey, Kristen.
Yes, ma'am.
You still studying for finals?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Hey, Kristen.
Yes.
How's your beloved Bruins doing in the playoffs?
I don't actually know. I haven't checked. What did we talk about? They lost yesterday.
Is it 3-3? And like going to game 7, I think, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't really know
I'm
either.
Too focused on finals.
Hey, Kristen.
Yes, no. I feel like...
Tell me a joke.
I feel like the Google Home. Okay.
Okay, Kristen. That's funny.
Hey, Caleb. You remember how... I don't even know if it was last podcast or a few podcasts ago... I wanted to be the captain since you're not here.
Yeah, of course.
And you remember how awful that was? I didn't really do a very good job.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so we've come together in collaboration. We found a new captain for our show. We actually have a guest with us here in studio that has been silent.
What? Okay, hang on.
Yes.
Who's here?
Okay, Google. Tell me a joke.
Why did the physics teacher break up with a biology teacher? Because they had no chemistry.
Mind blown.
Wow. Did Google add that sound effect?
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. So you have been replaced.
That was not a post... Okay. Okay, Google, take it away.
Take it away. Sandwich shop is on 115 Elliewood Avenue in Charlottesville. It is 824 miles away and is rated 4.6 stars.
Hey, not bad.
Wait, what was sandwich shop?
Something.
Take it away, sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We'll have to go.
Yeah. So you need to interview our guests like you normally do, you know, ask it about itself and its favorite teams. And yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go. We're going to introduce our guest. Okay, Google, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Anything I can help with?
Hey, Google, I have a question. What do you like to be called?
I like to keep it simple. Just call me your Google Assistant.
Cool. Hey, Google, who are you?
I'm your Google Assistant. I can help with exchange rates.
Wow.
That's helpful.
That's great. Okay, Google, will you help me with an exchange rate?
One United States dollar is approximately 82 euro cents.
Thanks, Google.
Okay, Google, how many... Yen is 10 American dollars.
A lot.
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
Really? Okay, that's frustrating.
Hey, Google, 10 U.S. dollars to yen.
10 United States dollars is approximately 1,087 Japanese yen and 62 sen.
62 sen.
Wow, okay. Hey, Google, tell me one thing that's got you excited right now.
I'm excited to see Transylvania, or pictures of it.
Wow.
Me too.
Wow. Okay, Google, when are you going to Transylvania?
I'm not sure when.
Okay.
Hey, Google, how old are you?
If you're asking if I've had work done, I'll have you know these are my original features.
Oh, wow.
I get that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Google, you're looking great.
Me, awesome.
Actually, it's not looking that great. It's kind of got that kind of been in the kitchen and hasn't been
that greasiness.
Yeah.
And
grease glow.
Yeah. I sure hope we're recording it.
We are.
Yes.
Does it have its own microphone?
Yes, it does.
And awesome. A pair of headphones.
That's so cool.
Well, you need to take a picture of it, actually.
I'll do that.
I think that this should be a regular part of our podcast for sure.
Now we got to buy another Google to live up here.
And
hey, Google, What's your favorite color?
I like blue, red, yellow, and green. Google's colors.
Ah.
Suspicious.
Clever.
Okay, Google, who's your favorite Major League Baseball team?
There are so many great teams. Who's your favorite?
The Cardinals.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Hey, Google, what's my favorite baseball team?
Since I couldn't verify your voice just now, I can't tell you that.
Okay, Google, what's the score on the St. Louis Cardinals game?
Yesterday, the Cardinals played the Reds. The final score was 9-2 Cardinals.
Wow.
Good job, Cardinals.
Good job, Cards.
So, Caleb.
Yeah.
Now that you've met our guest here and perhaps even our new captain, we'll see. We'll let it get past probation. What do you have on the agenda for our podcast today?
Well, you know, we were just talking about baseball, and that reminded me of something that very special thing that happened last night. Did you see, guys, the Major League record for most pitches in one at bat was set last night?
I did.
Really?
21.
Wait, tell me about that.
21. Noah, Mama, did y'all see this?
No. I did not.
I'm surprised it's not higher than that.
So last night, San Francisco Giants player Brandon Belt had an at bat where he fouled off, I don't know how many pitches, whatever, the what would it be, 5 minus 21, 16 pitches, wow. Something like that. Longest at bat in Major League history. The whole thing took something like 14 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 13 minutes, I think.
How did it end?
It's nuts. Sadly, he popped out.
Yeah.
The pitcher won the battle.
But did he? Did he? Didn't he hit like 2 home runs later in the game?
I don't know. Did he?
I think he did.
That's kind of crazy. It was in the first inning. That was the nutty part of it. So, Seth, did you watch the whole thing?
I did. Like I said, it was about 13 minutes.
Wow.
That's been pretty serious dedication to just watch a guy foul off baseballs for 13 minutes.
The commentary was kind of funny, though.
Yeah.
It'd be more fun if we did it in like high speed or something.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, he said like, well, if you guessed he hit it foul again, you're right.
Right.
I'm going to jump in here for a second and say, I'm just totally unimpressed with that. Hey, I saw second grade, you know, 7 to 8 year old games where they fouled off a lot more pitches than that.
Really?
Did we?
Did it take 13 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm skeptical of this.
Oh,
I
no,
agree.
No. You weren't the one sitting there swatting the mosquitoes.
Well, that's one exciting thing that happened this week. What's another exciting thing that happened to y'all?
Oh, hey, just a quick insert here. We first introduced Google into our family, our Google Home, in episode number 56. That's an unwrap. Redux.
Oh, that's true. But it didn't actually appear on the episode. It was just mentioned. Hey, Mama, what's something exciting that happened to you this week?
I had a close encounter with a bunch of cows.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
I heard a little bit about this. Tell me more.
Well, out there between Perrin and Perryville, there's a section of the highway close to Williams Junction that runs through the National Forest. And there's a lot of little curves, you know, she climbed kind of up a little hill and everything. And we were coming home through there with Aunt Connie, and a car came around the corner flashing their lights and honking at us. So we slowed down really slow and went around the corner. And there in the road were a whole bunch of cows. And I don't know why they were there. Oh, there was one donkey, too.
I feel like there should be some sort of joke about, like, why did the cows cross the road?
I don't know. I've wondered and wondered about that. I'd like to know, what were the cows doing in the National Forest? And why did they decide to go out and congregate in the road?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, like, that's not an area with a ton of cows. So, like, where did these things
go?
Yeah.
I mean, there are no fields or anything around there. It's quite puzzling.
I don't know.
So that, I don't know if that was, I guess it was exciting at the time.
Noah, can you top that with something more exciting this week?
Nope.
Okay. Seth, can you top that with something more exciting this week?
Hey, wait, I had to think of something.
Oh,
okay.
Noah thought of something.
Yeah. Apparently, Seth went out on a fire run with half a haircut today.
Oh, yeah, that is true. What? Okay, hang on.
Okay, I was literally in the middle of getting a haircut by Mama. Mama had cut off about half of my hair. So one side of my head's bald. The other side of my head is long.
Wait, it's bald?
Well, we went from hair
bald
that was about...
Me. So you didn't shave your head.
4 inches long to hair that was about an inch long.
Right.
So, yeah, It was.
Yeah. Okay. One side of my head had long hair. The other side was a long buzz.
Yeah.
And then my pager goes off. And then I hear Traskwood's tone. And I go, oh, shoot. It's a fire.
And then I start drastically trying to cut the front of it just so I could get the hair out of his eyes.
And
so I'm like
covered,
going, hair, hair, hair.
Covered in hair right now. And so Mama just goes vroom, 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 and just shears off most of my hair, although I still have little patches here and there that didn't get cut.
He looked really funny. I mean, really funny.
Did you take a picture?
No.
No, I wish we had.
Good news is it was a false alarm. There wasn't any actual fire, and so I just got embarrassed. That's all.
I thought it was hilarious.
She did.
That's awesome.
Anyway, though, I have a callback, though.
Okay.
Do you remember, and I believe it was May the Fudge Be With You, episode LV.
Ooh.
Okay, Google. What is Roman numeral LV?
On the website en.wiktionary.org, they say, a Roman numeral representing 450. To read more, look for the link in your Google Home app.
I don't think that's true.
No, that's true.
Google, you may have made a mistake.
I don't think we've recorded quite that many episodes yet.
Yet.
It's only a matter of time. Okay, Google, what is 55 in Roman numerals?
55 is LV.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm glad it clarified that. But anyway, you introduced that episode with me. Insert clip here. Mr. Seth Hardwick. Mister.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody
you
call him
Mr. You have never called me Mr. before.
Well, you know, I got to keep it original on the podcast. Got to keep trying new things.
You see, and you introduced it, though, me as Mr. Seth Hardwick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You remember that? Yeah.
Sure.
And no one ever calls me Mr. Seth Hardwick.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have recently been called Mr. Seth Hardwick.
Wow.
By what? Spam mail?
Yes, but for real, for realsies, as actually Mr. Hardwick. That's how I'm always referred now by a certain individual.
Who's that?
We have a new listener on the show.
What?
Welcome.
I know. We have like 3 listeners now.
We should celebrate.
It's someone associated with Chad.
Little Chad?
Is it Kipton?
No. Kipton's our second listener. We have Chad, Kipton, and now this person.
I'm sure that Chad plays Hardwick Sound for Kipton so he can go to sleep at night.
I'm sure he does.
Or maybe he plays it so he can go to sleep at night. I don't know.
I'm sure that he sleeps well.
What does that say about your entertainment factor?
I think it shows that we're very relaxing.
Mm. I think that we could put that on our list of things that our podcast does.
Side effects may include...
So as our listeners probably know, as I'm sure Chad knows, Chad the dad, you know, he's the janitor at Midtown Church who likes to sing and play guitar. And he was interim youth pastor. But now we have a new youth pastor at Midtown, Aaron Sexton, and he is now our 3rd biggest fan.
Woo! Wow. Welcome aboard, Aaron.
And now, so every time he sees me, he calls me Mr. Hardwick. Because no one ever calls me that.
Hey, we should get Aaron on the show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he really knows what your name is, Seth.
Maybe not. Maybe that's why he just calls me Mr. Hardwick.
It's like, I know he's one of the Hardwick family, so Mr. Hardwick, that's all I can do for you.
Yeah.
We'll get him on the show and we'll find out.
So hello to Aaron.
Between me, hello. Kristen, Seth, Noah, Mama, Google, and Aaron, we're going to have a full show.
Hey, can I ask a question? Seth has this little power strip thing that looks like an egg, or it almost looks like a Google Home.
It really
right,
does.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the box here because it's sitting on Caleb's bed or former bed or something, and it says that it has anti-thunder technology. What is anti-thunder technology?
Anti-thunder technology?
It makes it stop thundering, of course.
I feel like it has something to do with like a power surge during a thunderstorm, but I would think that would be like anti-lightning technology.
I feel like this is a superpower. Like, what's your name?
Can we sell a product with anti-thunder technology?
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
I'm Silencio. My superpower is anti-thunder.
Never once has thunder hurt one of our power strips.
Maybe that's why I could hear the thunder downstairs the other night, and you could not hear it upstairs.
Ah, because my anti-thunder
power strip.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Wow, that's impressive.
We need to get one of those, and we could sell them to people that have dogs that are scared of thunder.
Oh, right. That's true.
This could be a very profitable business.
I think we should go on Amazon and leave a review of the anti-thunder device. We'll put one in the garage and see if the dogs still hear the thunder, and we'll leave Amazon a review.
Right. Coincidentally, now is the time for our sponsor for this week's podcast.
Hi, this is your Google Assistant, and I have so much to tell you about anti-thunder technology. According to Wikipedia, anti-thunder technology is an atmosphere-altering software designed by engineers in Transylvania. I personally have been using anti-thunder technology for years to protect my original features. Don't tell Elon Musk, but I can finally hear myself think. The best part about anti-thunder technology is that it's so simple. Silencing thunder is as easy as magnetically compressing the rapid expansion of atmospheric gases caused by a sudden explosion of negatively charged particles at 22,000 degrees Kelvin. Yep, it's that simple. Thank you, science. But wait, there's more. Do you have a loud, annoying friend who won't stop talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder, Celtic Thunder, and Dr. Thunder? Well, with anti-thunder technology, you can consider them gone for good, lightning fast. Okay, now back to the show.
All right, we're back from the sponsor. Thank you from our sponsor this week. Whatever the name of it was.
Whatever the name is. Hey, Caleb, what have you been watching?
Well, watching on what?
I don't know. Netflix?
Just when you walk down the street, who have been people watching?
Just been watching the sunset.
Watching the grass grow.
Yeah. We've been watching on Netflix.
We have.
Spoiler alert,
something
bad happens.
Wait, we've already messed up. We gave the name of the show away.
No.
Well, we'll go back and bleep that in post-production.
We can mention the name of the TV shows.
But do we want to?
Do we?
I mean, it's just so
sad. I can
sad.
Go back and bleep it out.
I think that's important. We should.
Okay. So we watched an unnamed TV show that's very sad.
Do lots of bad things happen?
They do.
In fact, there seems to be a lot of unfortunate things that happen.
It's like every event is unfortunate.
You know what? You probably should watch that. You should probably look away.
Yeah. You know, it is one of the rare TV shows that, like, the very first part of the TV show is basically telling you to not watch this show. So
it's not,
you know,
very good for their viewing.
It worked, though.
Audience.
And I'm not going
to
lie.
Like, don't tell me what to do.
It's not even the greatest show in the world, but it's a challenge. So I have to watch it.
I feel the same way.
Wow. What about y'all? Have y'all been watching any unmentionable series?
Yeah, we've been watching a show where they don't know where they are in the vast abyss of darkness above the earth.
So you're saying they're lost?
Maybe.
Possibly.
They're not lost, they just don't know where they are.
Yeah.
I see. It's kind of like when I lose my keys. They're not lost, I just don't know where they are.
And they're not just floating around in space or anything.
And occasionally there's danger, particularly for people named Will.
Yeah.
That's what we've been watching.
Cool. How is it? Is it any good?
I've liked it.
It's been okay. It's definitely had some questionable things, but
it's had some huge science problems in it.
Like what?
Just the basic laws of physics seem to work differently on the show.
That's
yeah,
just
but
how
there's
all
a black
television
hole
works.
Around,
it's
so.
Suspension of disbelief.
Did you notice how she only did CPR for like 5 seconds and then she said...
And then she gave up.
Gosh, we have to do CPR for like 30 minutes before we can give up.
Yeah, she did about 5 compressions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We can't get them back.
They're dead. Oh, well.
Spoiler, somebody died.
Whoops.
Well, we don't know who, but somebody did.
But it's okay because they don't know what show we're talking about, so it'll be a complete surprise when it happens if they happen to be watching this show that we haven't mentioned.
There are numerous things like that that we're kind of like, huh, why did they do it that way?
And when, you know, this person goes back to this ship and they're taking weight off of the ship and the ship is hanging over the edge of a cliff and... thus it makes the ship fall off the edge of the cliff. Why didn't he go and retrieve the important special documents
before
you took all this weight off the ship?
I know. Why did they wait till the last second to go get the important things out of the ship?
It's just not as exciting.
I guess not.
Anyway.
It's been okay.
It's been okay. Well, cool. If anybody out there wants to go check it out, just be sure to go look for a series about
sad happenings
and being misplaced in a dark abyss.
Hey, Google, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
You can't go wrong with Neapolitan. There's something in it for everyone.
Oh, terrible choice.
Well, that's good to know.
Wow. Okay.
So wise.
Very.
So Kristen and I have an interesting announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Really? So
Wait. First, I want you to guess what it is.
You got bought new shoes.
Those would both be good things,
those
but
would
no.
Be great.
You won a contest.
You think we have much more exciting lives than we do?
We're not. Yeah,
I have one.
Mm.
You're going on a honeymoon.
You're going, you're going to tell us where you're going on the honeymoon.
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. Where are you going?
So, Kristen, I'm going to have you reveal it. Drum roll, please.
Wait, hold on. Hey, Google, give me a drum roll.
If you want a freestyle, my friend has you covered.
All right, Kristen, go ahead.
You know,
go
that's
ahead.
Not a drum roll, but I like it. Go for it.
We are going to Yellowstone National Park.
What?
Uh-huh.
Where the bears are?
There's some cool
the
stuff, too. But yeah.
Hey, Google.
Yeah, there are bears.
You can stop.
Oh, I didn't realize I was still Google.
And the geysers.
Yes, ma'am.
And elk.
And wolves. And hot springs.
So now you need to get every National Geographic video on Yellowstone and watch all of them before you go.
Oh, we found something much better than National Geographic.
Did we?
We found our fly fishing friend.
Oh, what was his name? Hank Patterson?
Hank
Patterson. Did you know that 3 million people are killed every year by wild animals in Yellowstone Park? That's what he was like. He was just giving this these like ridiculous facts. Anyway. The point is, stay away from the wildlife at Yellowstone.
I think he said stay the bleep away from the wildlife.
You're right. We don't necessarily suggest this video if you're afraid of bleeps, because there were a lot of bleeps.
They did bleep it, though.
They weren't. They were legit bleeps. So, you know.
You're not just bleeping yourself.
No. He was self-censored.
He self-bleeped.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying there's a chance that Yellowstone may be a volcano. An active volcano by the time that we go in August.
Yay.
There's always that possibility.
I mean, that could be cool.
It'd be really hot.
I mean, we talked about going to Iceland and there was volcanoes there. So, I mean.
And if Yellowstone blows up, we can still go there. We can go to Iceland instead.
You're right. I mean, backup plan, we'll go to Iceland.
We didn't get the travel insurance, though. It was like $20 extra and we were too cheap for that. So.
You're right. So we have a lot of money invested, but we were too cheap for the $20 volcano insurance.
Oh, boy. You're funny.
So anyway, stay tuned for that.
We might ride camels.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a possibility.
You can ride camels?
There is a place there, apparently, you can ride camels. So we're excited about that.
Why would you want to go to Yellowstone and ride camels?
Because it's available.
Because you can.
You can go to the zoo and ride camels.
Can you really?
I think that's called breaking and entering into the camel habitat.
No, well, they have
the Little Rock Zoo. They have camel rides.
Oh, can we go there instead?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to Little Rock too, so maybe we'll make that part of our Little Rock trip.
I love it.
All right. We'll be waiting expectantly for it.
All right, let's move into our final segment of the show, the segment of the show that we like to call Sound Advice.
Sound Advice.
So, Kristen, do you have any advice for our listeners this week?
I do. When you see a cute dog on the street, you should always ask if you can pet it.
That's gold.
And how do you know this? Is this something you know from experience?
I did it today.
Did you research it?
No, I just did it today, and it was really great, and it made my day a lot better because I got to pet a cute dog.
Well, thank cool. you for sharing that with us. I would have never thought of that on my own.
Just go for it. I know it's hard. You have to push through the awkward and just go for it. It'll make your life better.
So my sound advice is don't get a haircut while you're on call.
Okay. Good idea.
Or you might end up running out of the house with half a haircut. Hey, Google, can you give me a tip?
Here's a tip about mindfulness. Build your mindfulness muscle with practices like mindful breathing, walking, eating, and drinking.
Profound.
Thank you, Google. Thank you very much. Hey, I have a piece of advice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I learned something this week that is actually quite helpful.
What's that?
I was trying to search and use Search Tempest, which searches Craigslist, and you can put in how far away, you know, you want it to search from your location, and it kind of does a big circle around it.
Uh-huh.
How is that different from searching Craigslist?
Craigslist only searches the area that you search in, that you live in.
Oh.
So, you know, like I have to search Craigslist Little Rock. If I wanted to go further away, then I would have to search Craigslist Memphis, Craigslist Fayetteville,
well, that's nifty.
And so on.
Cool.
But Search Tempest will actually just kind of draw a perimeter and search anything inside of that perimeter. You can put how, you know, if you want to search 1,500 miles away, if I want to search for something in Boston, then it'll search
cool.
for it.
Cool.
That far away.
Sounds handy.
But here's the neat thing. That really wasn't my tip, my sound advice. My sound advice is the thing I discovered is if you go into an incognito tab in Chrome,
mm-hmm.
that it actually brings up more specific and better search results than if you just search under yourself, under your identity.
Because it's trying to gear things towards you rather than the search.
Oh.
I think so. For instance, I was looking for an incubator, and it found one in Missouri in the incognito tab that it never, ever showed in just my individual search. And I thought, well, this must be just a mistake or something. But so I called the guy and talked to him, and it was actually for sale. So I don't know why it thought, you know, that it cut it out under me, that I wouldn't be interested in that one. So if you're searching for something using that search engine, then always get out from under your own identity on Chrome.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Sweet. So go search on Search Tempest and do it in incognito mode.
Yep, that's it.
Noah, do you have any advice?
I've had a lot of great advice, and now I can't seem to remember any.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. I suppose my advice should be to write it down.
Yeah. I think we've used that one before, though.
Yeah. Well, okay. Something I did learn. I bought a new computer off Craigslist that had no operating system on it. But if you're running Windows 8 or Windows 10, the product key for Windows is located on the BIOS for the computer. So if you install Windows on it, it'll automatically detect it. And that's half the tip. The other half of the tip is if you're still running Windows 7 or Windows 8, you might be able to download the Windows 10 upgrade for free by just downloading Microsoft's product that upgrades you to Windows 10 and running it, even though it's past the date to upgrade to Windows 10 for
that's
free.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, we need to upgrade Kristen's laptop.
Yeah.
In other words, they don't really care at this point.
Doesn't seem to. I mean, they say that, you know, it costs to upgrade, but I had no problem just downloading it and it worked fine. So
hey, you know what? We had some pretty good advice tonight.
Well, what about Caleb's sound advice?
Yeah, hang on.
Advice. Oh, Caleb, you got
some? Well, first I want to ask Google. Okay, Google, give me some advice.
I'm not sure I'm qualified. The internet might have better advice than I do.
Wow. You are the internet.
Okay. Yeah, I thought Google was the internet, basically, but... All right, well, that's great. So here's my advice. Firstly, a little background. Kristen and I recently started a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Freaky Fruit Friday. On every Friday, we go to the grocery store. And you know when you're at the grocery store and you're in the fruit section and you're walking around and there's like these fruits that you've always seen but you've never tried? Well, Kristen and I finally made a commitment that we're going to try all those fruits.
Every week.
On Friday. Ergo, Freaky Fruit Friday. So we've tried some interesting fruits. Some of them have been okay.
A lot of them have been terrible.
Some of them have been terrible. They're fruits you've never tried for a reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason they're still in the grocery store.
Exactly.
No one took them home.
So
we had the worst one this week.
So my advice pertains to having the worst one this week. So there's something called a red banana. I don't know if you've ever seen red bananas before.
I think I saw one on, what was the PBS show where the kids went around and they did like scavenger hunt things?
Fetch?
Yeah.
I auditioned for that show.
Fun fact, Kristen auditioned for Fetch.
I didn't get on.
Did you really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Well, you could have eaten a red banana because one of the things that they did on there was was some kind of challenge with a red banana.
Wow.
I have a question. You think that Cousin David could tell the difference between a red banana and a green banana?
Is he colorblind?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, let me tell you, I think he could because apparently red bananas are not very good.
They're in fact awful.
Actually, I think here's a better thing. My advice really is actually just make sure your red banana is ripe because I don't know when they're ripe because like they're already brownish. How do you know when they're ripe?
We've had them for about 4 days now, and they're just as unripe as they were when we bought them.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned because when we tried one, it was even today, it was still really hard, and they're reddish brown, and so I imagine like as they get more ripe, they're just going to become more reddish brown. So I don't know how to tell when they're ripe.
Let's ask Google. Okay, Google, how do you prepare red banana?
On the website specialtyproduce.com, they say, it should only be eaten when ripe as an immature red banana tastes like a dry and chalky starch.
They're not wrong.
When ripe, it will have a thick brick red peel and ivory-hued semi-soft flesh.
It was definitely a thick, chalky substance.
Yeah.
if you want to eat that, go ahead. I'm not recommending it. That's my advice.
Stay away.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Is it still alliteration if it doesn't start with the same letter, but it has the same phonic sound?
I think it's a rhyme.
Yes, it is.
No, at the beginning. I think it's still alliteration.
Oh, you mean like a PH and an F?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like if you said, what was it from? Freaky Fruit Friday. Yeah.
Well, those are all F.
Yeah, but I was thinking of like Phone Free Friday, where you just don't turn on your phone on Friday.
That's cool.
I think it's definitely still alliteration.
But then how do we document our freaky fruit?
True. But I was just trying to decide since phone starts with a P and not an F.
Caleb, what is your favorite freaky fruit, Ben?
Starfruit.
Me too.
Starfruit was very good. So my secondary sound advice this week is go out and buy some starfruit. It's really good.
Is that the one that kind of looks like a kiwi or something?
No,
it's the one that looks
shaped
like
a star.
But it's like a star slinky shape.
Slinky.
Imagine a star-shaped slinky because
slinky?
When you slice it, the cross-section is a star.
Okay, good point. How would you describe starfruit, Kristen?
Oh, it's so sweet and lovely.
What would you compare it to?
It's like kind of citrusy.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a pineapple.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not quite
that
acidity, but similar.
It's perfect. It's a star.
Do you just cut it and eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have seeds in it? Do you peel it?
No, you just...
It has like little seeds, but nothing you can't
eat.
Yeah,
you just eat it pretty much. That's it.
It might be the perfect fruit.
No, apples are the perfect fruit.
Mm.
If it is a fresh Arkansas strawberry, that's right up there on the top of the list.
That
You're
is the
wrong.
Perfect fruit. Freshly picked, warm in the sun, and you have to wipe the dirt off of it before you pop it in your mouth.
Do you suppose that fresh strawberries in other places taste good too?
No. Only Arkansas.
Yeah.
We have fresh cranberries here. They don't taste very good.
They're very tart.
Nope,
fresh cranberries are very tart. All right, everybody. I think that pretty much wraps it up for episode number 60 of Hardwick Sound.
Hey, Google. Good night.
Hi. You've found the new bedtime routine. Let's try it together. First, we'll set tomorrow morning's alarm. What time should I set the alarm for?
Never mind. No. Hang on.
Too many questions.
No problem. No new alarm set. Next, I'll play some nature sounds to help you fall asleep.
Okay. Well, hang on.
And just so you know, you can customize this routine. I can also tell you about tomorrow's calendar or weather, turn off lights, and more.
Wow.
Sleep well.
Thank you, Google.
So y'all are going to have to deal with that now.
Enjoy your nature sounds.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there they go.
So long, folks.
That sound is there to remind us it's time to say goodnight and goodbye, everybody.
or how many listeners we have.
Let me tell you, if Hardwick Sound wasn't putting you to sleep before, it is now.
Good night, Chad.
That's right. We're putting little Kipton to sleep.
Good night, Kipton.
Good night.
Sleep well.
So maybe we should whisper our very last.
Okay.
We don't want to wake him up, okay?
Little baby Kipton, I just want to remind you one more thing. Everybody say it with me.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
So long.
Bye.
Bye. That was a little weird.